For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
Welcome back. It is halftime at DeFabio Field at Brick Memorial High School, where Neptune, by virtue of scoring 21 straight points in the last 7 minutes of the first half, has taken a 28-21 lead over Brick Memorial. We'll have all the halftime scores and more, but as we first tell you that tonight's halftime show, of course, is brought to you by Yolanda's Riverhouse in Ocean Gate. Watch Monday Night Football on 6 HD TVs and enjoy a free halftime buffet. On Thursday night and all day Sunday, not only watch football, but enjoy a special $5 food menu with great drink specials. Check out YolandasRiverhouse.com. Let's head down to the field and check out Ed Sarluka with his guests.
Well, I am with Scott Stump from Shore Sports Network and All Shore Media. And Scott has had to change the batteries in his calculator cell phone down here with all the offense in that first half. Kind of surprised at what we saw in that first half?
Yeah, I think, like you were even said to me earlier in the game, I think Brick Memorial's speed might have caught Neptune off guard early on. And then obviously that quarterback keeper with Saplinski was killing Neptune and also setting up the play action pass. But as we saw how explosive Neptune's offense could be, the bottom line is if Brick Memorial doesn't get some sort of pressure on A.J. Patterson in the second half, it's going to be really difficult to stop them.
Yeah, it looks like they've elected to drop a bunch, sometimes rushing only three people. And, you know, sometimes you got to change it up a little bit.
Yeah, and Patterson's too good to give him 3 or 4 seconds to sit back there, because Jeff Fairbanks is doing a nice job of finding space in the zones, you know, for these little 10 and 12-yard catches. And then Keith Kirkwood is just so scary, where you just need to put the ball up in the general vicinity and he'll go up over three guys and come down with it.
And Harris, you know, he's caught a few. Miles has caught a few. Yeah, so many weapons on this Neptune team. But Memorial had them. The two turnovers were killers.
Yeah, I think, you know, tough decision by Saplinski there to throw back across his body for that interception. I think that really gave Neptune life when they had the wind knocked out of him after that flea flicker pass on third and long. You know, you kind of had them on their heels, but that, and it shows how quickly the Neptune can change the game, where the second they get a little spark, three plays later they're scoring a 60-yard touchdown. So I think that's the thing. You can't give them more help. They're tough enough to stop as it is. But I mean, Saplinski's already, I think, close to 220 yards combined in the first half. You know, so he's been outstanding, but you just can't throw back across the field against a team with the speed of Neptune. But it's hard to find a lot of fault in what Saplinski's done. He's been great so far.
He's also played a great game on defense. You know, I don't know if anybody really has played well on defense for Memorial, but he's made quite a few tackles and put some big hits on him. Big numbers for Patterson also, right?
Yeah, I believe he's already close to 200 yards passing at halftime. But, hey, this is the same quarterback that threw for 328 and 4 TDs in the first half against Mattawan last week. And from what I've seen so far, I know Saplinski's outstanding, but Patterson has looked like the best quarterback in the Shore so far. But, hey, this game's not over. There's still plenty of chance for Saplinski to throw his hat in the ring in that argument. But it's just two tremendous quarterbacks really going toe-to-toe right now.
You know, no matter what happens tonight, I think Neptune's already basically just about wrapped up their conference championship. You know, they beat the two teams they had to in Mattawan and Long Branch. Memorial still has some big ones to play, and most of the coaches are here scouting Memorial because they have them in the next few weeks. But I think they've stamped, you know, and put their foot and, you know, in the ring of a possible championship in the A-South.
Yeah, I mean, you have to think if you can go toe-to-toe with a team like Neptune that you should be able to square off against a Lacey or a Southern and, you know, and Toms River North. I mean, the main thing is, are you going to have enough left in the tank after having to go through four of those teams, you know, in 5 or 6 weeks? That's more the difficult thing, is with one of these battles, one after another after another. But, hey, you look at Neptune. They just played Long Branch, Mattawan back-to-back, and now they're on the road here, and they've showed no signs of slowing down, so it can be done. But you're right, Brick Memorial's clearly show that even though those first four games were against opponents that didn't have the greatest records, they're clearly for real, which I don't know if anybody really doubted, given, you know, the tradition of this program.
Some other big games around the shore. The Beach-Asbury game, kind of a little surprise at halftime.
Well, yeah, now it's late in the third quarter. Point Beach now up to a commanding 28-7 lead. Their defense, from everything I hear, has been lights out. Asbury Park actually scored on their first play in the game on a screen pass, and since then, Point Beach has shut them down. They've done a great job on special teams, you know, the punt block that created a score. And in the other big game tonight, Monsignor Donovan up 21-7 in the late third quarter, or actually fourth quarter, on Point Barrow in a game that's for sole possession of first place in B-South.
Got to label Monsignor Donovan probably one of the big surprises of the year.
Definitely, because I think coming into the season, all we talked about was Barnegat in that division. And then Monsignor Donovan got their doors blown off 40-0 by St. John Vianney in the opener. And people thought, oh, well, maybe they really aren't as good as we thought. But they, credit to Dan Duddy and his staff, they've done a great job of shaking that off. And they came back and got some really hard-fought victories in games I think people didn't necessarily give them a shot in. So they're showing that they're for real in that division. And, geez, I think it's been 1993 was the last time Monsignor Donovan won a division title. If I'm not mistaken, that's their only division title they've ever won. So it would be a pretty incredible year if they pulled this out and be South.
You've got to feel good for Dan Duddy, one of the true nice guys in the shore.
Definitely, and he's worked so hard. I remember when he first got to that program, I think they went 0-10 his first year. You know, there was a lot of building that had to go on there, but now they have their first Division I player in Brad Henson, which I think never hurts when you're trying to attract talent from surrounding areas to show that you can go to that school and be a major Division I player. And, you know, I think that the offense there is really starting to click, and they've improved really on the defensive side of the ball. I thought that's an area that was kind of their Achilles heel in recent years, but they've done a really nice job this year, and obviously they continue to run that triple option well. So you're right, I would definitely label them one of the surprise teams this season.
Okay, I can't let you go without a little comment on the 1-2-3 in the shore. Right now we got Red Bank Catholic, we got Neptune, and we got Manalapan. Who is really the best team in the shore?
I think if Neptune really does damage in the second half and pulls away in this game, that's a fairly compelling argument to say that you just went through Long Branch, Mattawan, and Brick Memorial convincingly. I mean, to a degree, Red Bank Catholic's a victim of their schedule. They haven't really played that many top 10 type teams. You know, they'll see Rumson on Thanksgiving. They have Middletown South a little bit later. But if Neptune really, you know, makes a statement tonight, I think you could make a serious argument that the Flyers are the number one team in the shore.
Well, I like the Flyers, and I also like the Braves of Manalapan. I mean, you know,
hey,
what they did last week against a real good football team, Middletown South, who I don't think is going to lose many more games.
I think the real question is, if Brick Memorial comes out tonight and beats Neptune, do they leap Manalapan to become at least the number two team in the shore? I think that's a pretty fun argument, too. We'll see if it comes to fruition.
Hey, Ed?
Yeah, go ahead, Kev.
Ask Scott if the one thing that may be concerning is Neptune might not be a great defensive team.
Okay, good. Kevin asked Scott, the one concern with Neptune maybe repeating, and you got really two big teams up in Middlesex, Allentown and Nottingham. And I think they play in 2 weeks. They do. And I think the Nottingham, probably according to all the so-called experts up there, maybe a little bit better than Allentown. Do they have a defense enough to win it all?
That's been the biggest question of those Mercer County teams. I think they showed last year that offensively, you know, we saw Steinert in the finals do a nice job against Neptune before the Flyers came back in the second half. But, you know, Allentown gave Neptune all they could handle in overtime, so you know they can score on them. But the question is, can anyone stop Patterson?
I mean, does the Neptune have the defense?
I think they do, because I think the one thing I have seen out of them is they've done a very nice job of making second-half adjustments. You were at the Long Branch game. Long Branch gashed them pretty good on the ground in the first half, and they adjusted and did some nice things. So we'll see tonight if, again, they can make that kind of a halftime adjustment to slow down this Brick Memorial offense.
Well, it's always good to have you on, Scott. You can check Scott out on the Shore Sports Network website and also All Shore Media. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Thank you.
Let's take a two-minute timeout here. We are at Brick Memorial, where it's 28-21 Neptune in a offensive explosion by both teams in the first half. You are listening to Shore Conference Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Now, back to the open MRI of Wall High School football game of the week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Brick Memorial Band doing a great job of entertaining the fans here at the Fabio Field. We head down to the field once again. Ed Sarluka will be joined by Greg Lerner from MSG Varsity. Take it away, guys.
Thank you, Kevin. And I am with Greg Lerner from MSG Varsity, as you said. Greg, welcome.
Hi, Ed. It's a pleasure, buddy. I'm honored.
He's honored. This one tonight, offensive explosion by both teams. Your thoughts about it?
You know what? I've seen Neptune once already against Long Branch. I was real intrigued to watch Brick Memorial. Real impressed. Ed, you know what? On their home field, they came out and threw the first punch right at Neptune, and then they threw a second one on top of which I think got Neptune's attention. And that's something you don't want to do with the Scarlet Flyers sometimes, to get their attention, man, because they were electrifying. I thought that Brick Memorial did a great job. Ryan Sapinski did a great job disguising on the option, man. Neptune couldn't find the ball on that option. And he was so effective, rushing for 85 yards in the first half. But Neptune, I thought, was also equally effective when they got on the edges, both defensively and offensively. I'm surprised. I don't know about you guys, but I'm surprised. They only ran one jet sweep in the first half. Keyshawn Wright said 20 yards on it. They never went back to it again. But when Ajay Patterson's throwing the way he is right now, you're getting to see why he's one of the best quarterbacks in the Shore, maybe the state.
Yeah, 210 yards, I believe, unofficially for Patterson throwing the ball, and also close to 100 running the ball. But, yeah, you're right. They have not. I thought we'd see Miles Martin a little bit in the backfield. I think they only ran him one time out of the eye for, I think, a negative 2 or 3 yard loss. But, yeah, kind of surprised with, you know, I guess they figure, hey, you got a horse like Patterson, let's ride him.
They got a lot of horses. That stable is loaded. It's like the Kentucky Derby out there. You know what, though? When Ajay is feeling it, and like you saw, I know you guys saw him against Mattawan last week, the kid is effortless passing the football, and he's got weapons everywhere. Jeff Fairbanks, you know, Kirkwood. They're everywhere as he throws the ball, there's somebody that's open, and they're running, you know, routes underneath each other. So I give Brick Memorial a lot of credit defensively because they held in there for that long. At 28-21 at the half, you would say, what defense? But I'm telling you, they're working their tails off out there, and you have to against Neptune.
Second half now, Memorial's got to give the ball back to Neptune, something you don't want to do. You know, we remarked in the first half about time of possession, how important it is. No factor in this game because Neptune hasn't had it a whole lot. And every time they get it, it only takes a minute or two to get it into the end zone.
Well, you know, it's all about speed with Neptune, and it's not one or two kids. It's like almost every kid that's on the field, and I'm sure there's a couple guys on the bench that probably have speed we don't even know about. But you know what? Again, Brick Memorial controlled the clock a lot on possessions. I thought that they were attempting to wear Neptune down defensively. But there's a lot of guys going two ways out there tonight, Ed. There's a lot of guys, including, you know, Sapinski, the quarterback for Brick Memorial. This game is going to have something left in the tank in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's a hot night, humid night. You know, wouldn't be surprised if we see a couple kids cramp up, you know, like we did earlier in the season. We thought those days were over, but, you know, 80-degree weather will do that to you. MSG Varsity, tell us a little bit about your responsibilities down here.
Well, I'm doing the Shore Conference football. Mike Kinney, who's a legend in New Jersey, is doing the overall rankings, the top 15 for the state of New Jersey. Everything that we cover is the Shore Conference North, nothing below the Shore Conference, some Mercer County stuff, and everything above that. You know, it's a great multimedia platform. The website is doing terrific. Obviously, MSG Varsity Network. You know what, listen, as a guy who lives down the shore, and I happen to live in Toms River, it kills me that, you know, not everybody gets it down here because the product is really for what MSG Varsity does. I don't know if there's anybody that's doing it on the multi-platform. It's an incredible HD TV. You know, they were down at the Brick Memorial Jackson game. They were at Neptune Mattawan last week. What they call truck games. And, I mean, you're watching, like, NFL Network type of broadcast for high school games. Where was that at when I was in high school, man? You know,
exactly. The equipment they bring in, you know, they do a class job.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm very proud to be with them. They do a great product, and it's all positive. It's all about promoting the kids, and that's right up my alley, Ed. That's what I want to do.
And that's what it's all about, promoting the kids when in this high school game. Thanks a lot, Greg, for joining me. And we'll see you down the line.
Great. Thanks, Ed. Thanks, guys.
Greg Lerner from MSG. Kevin, Matt?
Always good to hear Greg, who, of course, was at the Star Ledger for so many years, now with MSG Varsity. Halftime from Brick Memorial, where the Scarlet Flyers lead the Mustangs by a score of 28-21. We step out here, take a two-minute timeout. We come back to put a capper on the postgame show and get set for the start of quarter number three. Right after this, you're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.